Sins of the Father by Bill Lyons. Another play about the two cops, Vogel and Fraser, with Douglas Livingstone and Nigel Hawthorne.
And I don't want to seem neurotic, but it's about time his name came off the door and mine went up. I'm fed up with people coming in and calling me Inspector Binns. Vogel. V-O-G-E-L.
Hello, Jimmy.
Oh, sir. Oh, thanks.
Teething troubles?
Trying to get things into some sort of order. I imagine he left his squash racket behind, too. Shall I send it on to him? Where is Dusty now, anyway?
Inspector Binns? Oh, he should be well on the way to his new appointment in Glasgow.
Rather him than me. He won't be needing this up there. Bloody savages, they are.
There's something rather endearing about your broad-mindedness. Oh, my God, how long are you going to keep this up for?
Eh?
This office. It's so tidy. It's not you, Jimmy.
It's the new me. See? All the files in order, too.
So you'll never be able to find anything now. They used to be indexed by the dust.
Ah, bitch, it's all worked out. I've got a system.
Bit of a contrast to your home life, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Well, you seem to be in danger of disappearing under an avalanche of baked bean tins there. They've overrun your dustbin already.
You been checking up on me, sir?
Oh, of course not, Jimmy. I just happened to be passing your place on my way to visit a sick auntie.
I see. And how was she?
Who?
Your auntie.
Oh, sick.
Shame.
Yes. You heard from Mo?
We spoke on the phone last week.
But no prospect of you two getting together again.
No.
Pity.
Yes.
Of course, it's very sad for your daughter.
Tina.
Tina, yes, right. Yes, I always think it's the children that suffer.
Mostly, she's quite cheerful.
Damn shame, though. The whole business.
It doesn't affect my work, sir. I'm still a good Jack.
Yes, of course. Does Mo know about the promotion?
I did mention it, yes, sir.
Ironic, really. She went through all those years with you when you were being passed over, and now you've made it to inspector.
Is this a social visit, sir?
No, I've got a case for you.
Oh.
That needs tact, Jimmy. So let's hope the new you is more than just a tidy office.
What's on?
Been a series of break-ins in C Division. Signs are it's juveniles, but they're good and getting better.
Well, it's local stuff. They don't need crime squad to charge a few snotty note kids.
No, it's a bit more serious than that, Jimmy. I told you, they're getting better. They've learnt what to take and what to leave. Insurance value of the last lot was over 10,000.
And the local boys reckon that's too big for them to handle?
Well, I've said we'd help out.
With respect, sir, haven't we got enough on our plates just now?
But do you know the local MP down there, Jimmy?
Sutton, innit?
Yes. That was his place that was broken into.
You play squash with him sometimes.
That's got nothing to do with it. He's an undersecretary of the Home Office.
With a big law and order debate coming up. This isn't political, is it? Special branch stuff.
No, Jimmy, it isn't. Stop making problems. Now get your best suit on and get down there.
Okay, sir.
And Jimmy, don't stub your fags out on his carpet.
I'm sorry to keep you waiting, Inspector, but my husband is most conscientious about his constituents. Many's the dinner that's been ruined while he wrestles with their problems.
I see. Well, perhaps I could talk to you in the meantime.
Well, naturally, I'll tell you anything I can. But Charles did say that he wanted to talk to you personally about the way the case was to be handled.
I've been over your statement to the local police. It seems pretty straightforward.
Would you like a beer?
Eh?
You look a little hot.
Well, thanks. It'd be very nice.
I know I keep the central heating too high, but I'm a very cold-blooded creature. I don't function below 75 degrees. And one can't change the way one is. And Charles is always getting cross about it. Says we should set a better example by saving it.
What?
Energy. Would you like to pour this yourself? I always get too much a froth on it.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, sorry. You haven't got an ashtray.
Oh,
You were saying? About my statement.
Yes, it seems pretty straightforward, but there's a few points I'd like to go over again.
Very well.
They did a pretty thorough job on the place. Doesn't seem to be much that's both valuable and portable they missed. Now, that could be just because they're efficient villains. But I have to allow for the possibility they knew what they'd come for, maybe even been here before. How about your husband's work? Does he ever talk to constituents about their problems here?
Occasionally, yes, but it's most unusual. He does that sort of thing at the office.
But would he have a record of any such meetings?
I imagine so, but you'd have to ask him. Charles is very good at keeping records.
Yes. I suppose you do a fair bit of entertaining, dinner and that.
Naturally.
Then could you make me out a list of who'd been here recently?
Certainly not.
Eh?
Well, we can surely rule our friends out of your inquiries, Inspector. I'd hate to think you were going round cross-questioning them.
That's not in my mind at the moment, Mrs. Sutton, but I have to be able to run this investigation as I think fit.
It might be better if you discussed this with Charles first. I'm sure your superiors would agree. After all, Mr. Fraser has had dinner here himself.
How about your son?
I beg your pardon?
Does he have his mates over? Most kids do.
Of course. But the fees at his school are £3,000 a year, and I hope you won't think me a snob if I suggest to you that that probably makes it an unlikely breeding ground for petty criminals.
That's a fair point, I suppose. How about the servants?
The days of butlers and underfootmen are now gone, Inspector, but we do have a daily, a chauffeur and a gardener, all of whom are beyond suspicion, and I don't want them bothered.
Sorry. High Street traders worried about their windows with the cup tie coming up.
Hello, Charles.
Hello, darling. Hello, Inspector. Glad to see my wife making you welcome. Play your cards right and you might get to sample her pate.
Hardly. The Inspector regards anyone who eats here as a potential suspect.
What? It's not that. I just don't like being told how to do my job. Any more than you would.
You didn't exactly make a big hit with the Suttons, Jimmy.
Well, if you want to know, they weren't exactly number one in my charts either.
Tact, I said, remember? I had a call from them this morning.
I was just doing my job.
Yes.
If anything sensitive has gone walking, it's down to special branch.
Mr. Sutton is quite aware of his responsibilities. He made that clear on the phone.
You're not expecting me to go back and apologise, are you?
No. Every man to what he's good at. I'll smooth the Suttons over. Meanwhile, you get down to the local Nick. Give their files a look over. Chat to Jack. See if there's anything about the modus operandi that sets that nose of yours twitching.
It is already, and I reckon it's political.
It isn't. That's official. It's kids.
So what am I looking for? Nappy pins the local Jack's missed at the scene of the crime?
Usual stuff. Previous victims, types of hauls.
Sounds more like boots than nose. I thought I'd been promoted out of that lot.
They've promised to put a couple of DCs at your disposal. Use them.
Right.
And remember, Jimmy, don't try to be one of the lads. Be matey enough to get good work out of them, but remember, you're in charge.
Yes, sir. I suppose there are no bites on that list.
Fences? No, not yet, no.
I was never hopeful. Nothing easily enough identifiable. They're not going to tell us they've been offered it if they reckon they can get away with selling it.
Besides, if it's juveniles, they'd be unlikely to go through known dealers anyway. Depends how professional they are.
And how much we buy the juvenile idea in the first place. Mm. We can't take the local Jacks as gospel. They may not be too bright.
Well, there's quite a lot of points that way. A curtain twitcher who thought she saw some boys hanging around a house that was later burgled. Entry through a skylight that seemed too small for a full-grown man. Some footprints in the flowerbed with a size 5 shoe.
Not exactly red hot, is it?
Okay, we can't rule out a group which includes a girl or a small man. Or a trained monkey with size 5 shoes, I suppose. But on balance, I think kids are more likely.
Dead cunning, them monkeys.
Off you go, Jimmy. They're expecting you.
Morning. I'm Detective Inspector Bogle, Crime Squad. This office has been assigned to me.
That's right, sir.
There's supposed to be two DCs for me, too. I suppose the lazy sods are late.
Well, I'm not, sir.
Hey?
I'm one of them, Joe Blackett.
I see. I wasn't exactly expecting it. Still, never mind. I'm sure you're very capable.
I do my best, sir.
How about the other one?
Dave Walker. He's entirely male, to the best of my knowledge, sir.
I see. Well, it might be useful to have a woman police officer along when there's maybe kids involved.
I can do the same work as Dave, sir.
You reckon? Where is he, anyway?
Would you like me to ring the duty officer and see if he's reported in, sir?
Yeah. Pleasant as it is, sitting here, staring at your legs, I reckon we ought to get some work done.
Right, sir.
Sorry, I'm late, sir. DC Walker.
Yes, sir.
You were supposed to be here at 10, lad.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. Didn't come off duty till past midnight last night, sir.
Then you must be knocking up enough overtime to afford a decent alarm clock.
Yes, sir.
Get down to work, then, shall we? 12 break-ins in 3 months. Nearly one a week with a blank in early September. The last one big. Big enough for a lot of people to take notice, but your governor reckons it's down to the same team.
You don't?
I don't know. There are enough similarities in the MO for us to have to eliminate this team anyway, so let's concentrate on that and see what comes up. You've both got copies of it?
Yes, sir.
Right. As you can see, not much of a pattern to days, but they've never done one on a Tuesday or a Thursday. Friday's favourite with 4 out of 12. I wouldn't give much significance to that, other than it being a good night for going out and leaving your house invitingly empty. We're looking for links, but to be honest, it seems pretty haphazard. Method of entry is fairly constant, though. Upstairs window in 8 out of 12. One of our villains is small and agile, probably a juvenile. Mind you, he's good. A pro. We think there's two of them. They're both efficient and they don't panic. They're not your average runner yobbos, either. They don't bother with messing the place or daubing rude words on the wall. They're in and out quick. And they only stop long enough to lift what's valuable and easily disposed of. Which brings us to the one confusing point. It smells of inside work. They often seem to know what they're after. Yet there's no link that we can see between the victims.
How about insurance?
Four of them didn't have any. The others are with different companies, so that's a non-starter. Mm. I've divided the list into two, and you're going down to get fresh statements from all of them.
Oh, what's the point? They're hardly going to remember anything now they didn't think of 3 months ago.
That depends how good you are, doesn't it, son?
Yes, sir.
3 months ago, you thought you were looking for a yobber who suddenly took it into his head to turn over the nearest house. A one-off. So if you didn't catch him at it, there was practically no chance. Now we know different. Chummy's got a mind. These break-ins were well planned and well executed. Learn how he thinks, and we've as good as got him.
Would you like a Danish pastry?
No, I don't think so, thanks.
I'm afraid I'm rather more easily tempted. yes, I'll have that one there, please. Splendid. Thank you very much. Now, shall I be mother?
Why not? I get bored with it.
Yes, it must be difficult as a one-parent family.
It was a joke, Mr. Fraser, just a joke. Christina and I get on fine, thank you.
I'm sure you do. Much better than Jimmy does without you. Sorry, sugar.
No, thanks.
I like this place. You have your tea in comfort. No one ever bothers you.
It's full of old ladies in hats.
Yes, well, of course, they're the backbone of this country.
Dreadful thought.
Well, why?
I don't see that they contribute anything to the country by sitting here all day spending the interest on their share.
Well, they do no one any harm. They never come out on strike. At Christmas time, they're wheeled out to deliver presents to pampered grandchildren. I consider that a most worthwhile existence.
Mm. We didn't come here to discuss old ladies, anyway.
No.
Just what did you ask me here for?
Oh, nothing sinister. Friendly chat, that's all.
Did Jimmy put you up to it?
No, it's my own idea.
I don't know you all that well, Superintendent, but from what Jimmy told me about you, you are not the type to waste your time on friendly chat.
Yes, well, I'm under no illusions as to what my men say about me behind my back, Mrs. Vogel. And I am probably guilty on all counts, but I still think they'd admit I get results. I know them, you see. Every one of them, down to the newest DC. I know what makes them tick. It's part of my job, because if any of them has any emotional or financial difficulties, it might impair their ability to jack.
And that's what this is all about, isn't it?
Yes. You're an intelligent woman. I wouldn't insult you by trying to flannel you.
There's no point trying to push me around, either. I'm not one of your team.
Oh, I don't intend pushing you, but it is possible we might be able to help each other.
I doubt it.
Now, quite apart from the job, I can honestly say I rather like Jimmy. As a colleague, he can be infuriating, but he has a certain indomitable spirit one cannot help but admire. Now, as you already said, we don't know each other all that well, but working with him, I form the impression that you two probably are very fond of each other.
Drop dead, Mr. Fraser.
He needs you with him. Now, it may be that you are quite able to cope without him, but
if Jimmy wants to see me, he knows where I am.
Well, you know what he's like.
Yes. And I'm beginning to get an idea of what you're like, too. Thanks for the tea and your concern.
My pleasure. Think it over, won't you?
I've not been doing a lot else these last few months. Bye.
Ma'am. Oh, another pot of tea, please. Miss, I might be tempted to another Danish pastry.
We don't seem to have got very far, do we?
The only thing they all have in common is that they're fed up with the police.
Okay, I'll admit there's not a lot to go on yet.
There's not really anything new at all.
Maybe it's been there all along and you haven't seen it.
Maybe.
Did you, for instance, notice that they're all families with children?
Ah, which is also to say that they've all been houses with three or four bedrooms, which is probably more significant to our villain.
But all with teenage boys, now I come to think of it.
Oh, you reckon we might have some local Fagin, do you, sir?
It might help us to find where they're getting their information.
No, they all go to different schools. Inspector Morris checked that one out early.
Boys don't only meet each other at school, you know.
And anyway, Mrs. Bowles hasn't got a teenage boy. Unless her Sylvia's had a sex change.
Oh, okay.
It is not unknown for the 15-year-old girl to tag along with some lads. Remind me to give you a lecture on that one day. And I still think 11 out of 12 is a bit more than coincidence. Vogel? Where? I'll be right over. Tell him not to stamp on anything with his big boots. Been another break-in. Looks like our team. Homebeat man's there. The owner's your mayor. And he's going bananas.
I don't think he's got a teenage son. Pity.
Maybe not. But he has got a nice little alarm system and they bypassed it with no trouble. Walked off with another 4,000 quid's worth.
Oh, they really are improving.
Yep. We better knock them off soon or they'll be into Buckingham Palace. Come on, Batman and Robin. Let's go and shut the stable door.
Bad guy, Batman.
And how many people would have known you'd be out tonight, sir?
Anyone that took the slightest interest in local affairs. The twinning committee had this take penciled in a year ago.
Oh, yes, that's right. It's down here. You're entertaining some high-powered frog.
We were returning the hospitality we received in France last year.
Yes. I suppose Mr. Sutton would be there for a do like that.
Charles was present, yes.
Why? Nothing, it's just that his place was turned over last week.
Well, that seems to be something we have in common with too many people locally. It's about time you did something about it.
We're trying, sir. About this alarm system of yours.
Recommended by one of your crime prevention officers.
That's not exactly my information, sir.
Well, the system he recommended at first was far too expensive. I don't have anything valuable enough to warrant that sort of outlay. He considered this the next best thing. I've got that in writing.
I see. What exactly is covered?
The safe is protected by a beam system. All downstairs doors and windows are wired in, plus the three bedrooms and bathroom upstairs.
But there's no alarm on the windows of the lavatory or the loft extension.
Well, your crime prevention officer thought that they were the least likely methods of entry, since they both meant a climb of 30 feet, and there was no way of getting a ladder against the house there.
Sounds a logical enough conclusion.
Except that was just the entry they chose.
Which suggests they knew the alarm layout before they came.
Or your man didn't know his job.
Well, let's see. The lavatory window was the only one open. They had to climb two drain pipes. Now, the logical way to get between them would be to edge along the windowsill of the side bedroom, but they didn't do that. They went over the conservatory, which has to be risky, even for someone as light as we think the climber is. What made them choose that way?
Luck?
No. They knew the other one would set off the alarm.
Are you suggesting this is an inside job?
Who might you have discussed your alarm system with?
Well, it's hardly the sort of thing one makes conversation about.
But you must have been proud of it. Think.
I'm not a complete fool, Inspector.
No, one last thing. Was there anything sensitive in your safe?
I beg your pardon.
You know, documents and that.
I told the uniformed officer everything that was taken.
Yes, of course you did. I'll be in touch.
Nothing like a game of squash to keep you in trim.
Well, I don't know about that. I always seem to drink back any calories I might have used up in here.
Oh, it's a very good game, though. Hold the central line.
Oh, many thanks.
I'm always trying to explain to young Tony here that that's the secret of the thing.
Such a drag. If I'd known you'd find another partner, I wouldn't bother to come.
I'm afraid my son's not very good at squash. He's not interested, you see. Boxing's his passion. He's won several cups.
I'm sure Mr. Fraser doesn't want to be bored with your proud parent, Dad's father. If you'll excuse me. Hey, Simon, how about a little...
Sorry about that. He doesn't mean to be rude, but you know what teenagers are. I expect we were both as bad. Actually, I'm glad to get the chance to speak to you alone.
Yes?
I was wondering what progress you've made with my bracelet.
Now, I thought I'd come here to play squash. I try and leave my work behind at the office, you know. Besides, it's Inspector Vogel's case.
Oh, that's just it. He's not exactly sensitive of people's feelings, your inspector.
Hmm?
I was talking to Dennis Pritchard, the mayor, and he's formed the same impression. Well, apparently this Vogel's been blundering around, questioning his friends as to what he might have said about his alarm system.
That seems a fairly sensible line of inquiry to me.
It needs to be done with tact. After all, he mentioned it when he was at dinner with us. But I'm hardly likely to put on a black mask and carry a bag marked swag, now am I?
Well, no one's suggesting that. But it does show that Pritchard's not as careful as he thinks.
Well, couldn't you take the case over yourself? We'd be a lot
happier. No, it can't be done. It could leave you to the tender mercies of the local police. Probably have to if something bigger turns up. But from what I've heard, you'll not be too pleased with that either. So you'll have to learn to love Jimmy Vogel, warts and all.
Hmm? All right, I'm coming.
Bloody hell, what's that doing there?
All right, I'm coming.
Morning.
What the hell do you want?
Sorry.
What time is it?
Late. Can I come in?
Yeah, you'd better. I was a bit tired last night. Went to sleep in the chair.
Yes. Have you had any breakfast?
Eh?
I could fix you something if you like.
What's going on?
You were supposed to be at a meeting this morning, sir. 9 o'clock, Superintendent Fraser.
Oh. Bloody stupid time for a meeting anyway.
Have to get an alarm clock.
Oh, very sharp. It's through there.
What is?
The kitchen.
Oh, thanks. What would you like?
Don't know.
You don't seem to have a lot in.
I haven't had time to go shopping yet this week.
There's some blancmange. Plenty of dog biscuits. Was there a special offer?
Just coffee, it'll be fine. It's in the jar marked rice. About this meeting.
Oh, it's all right. I told them you'd phoned early, following up a lead.
Were they convinced?
I don't know. Does it matter?
Not really. Why'd you do it?
I knew you were a bit overtired last night, sir.
I mean, why help me out like that?
My governor's been bleating about this case being a non-starter. I was worried your meeting might take me off it. That way I'll end up doing the filing, sorting the figures.
And you reckon you'll be better off with me?
I want to get onto crime squad, sir. I'm good. I just need a chance to prove it.
My God, all this keenness first thing in the morning could turn my stomach.
Surprised you've got a stomach left after what you put away last night.
Watch it, Constable.
Sorry, sir. Would you like me to tidy up a bit while I'm waiting for the kettle to boil?
It is a bit of a mess, isn't it?
Won't take long.
So, you've got ambitions to become the great detective, have you?
Why not?
No reason. I was quite keen myself once, you know, in a dim, distant past. I still have my moments.
I'll bet.
What do you reckon to this lot? Why the sudden move up market?
Well, it's the logical thing to do as they get better. More selective.
Yeah.
Did you want the phone back on the hook?
I didn't know it was off.
Of course, as they move up, they'll find it more difficult to fence the stuff. That's a thought.
Or maybe they moved up because they found the fence. That's another.
Yeah.
And if I'm right about them, they know what's going to need fencing before they pinch it. In which case, you and Dave are going to need your walking shoes again.
Oh, Jimmy,
was it about the meeting?
No, I just happened to be passing.
I see. Pity, I'm just going out, actually. Visiting fences. Got my DCs asking around. Thought I'd sound out Eric Roy.
He's still at it. I nicked him 20 years ago. I'll give you a lift. Not much out of my way. You still at the old shop?
Yeah, but there's no need. I've got my own car.
Well, give us a chance to have a natter. Come on.
Yes, sir.
How's it going?
What?
The case? Making progress?
Yeah, I think so.
New developments?
I'm not about to make an arrest, if that's what you mean, sir.
No, if it is pressuring you, Jimmy, I'm just interested.
Yeah.
I saw Mo the other day.
Oh, yeah? Just happened to be passing her, too, did you?
No, we had tea together.
Cozy.
She misses you.
How about the dog? Did you talk to him?
What?
You seem to be covering every other department of my life.
I thought you'd lose that chip in your shoulder when you got promotion, Jimmy.
I'm coping very well with work and with life, thank you, sir, but I'm grateful for your interest.
All right, Jimmy, we'll leave it at that for the moment.
But you won't mind if I come in on Eric Roy with you, though, will you? For old time's sake.
Be my guest.
Hello, Eric. What you been doing out the back there? Unstitching labels off fur coats?
Do the same sense of humour, Mr. Vogel. You know I've been straight for years now.
Mm.
Oh, hello, Mr. Fraser, too. What's up? Crown Jewel's gone missing.
Have you had this list, Eric?
Bit the fire with it on Sunday. Lovely blaze. I always think toast tastes better done in front of an open fire. Don't you, Mr. Fraser?
Oh, quite frankly, I prefer to see you roasting on one, Eric.
Now, see.
Anyone been offering you any of this gear?
I told you.
You've been straight for years, eh?
But you've surely not been totally forgotten. Hmm? We know you're too pure and lily-white to take it, but people must still ask.
It's a new generation now. You should know that. I work with the best, the cream. You've got to admit that.
Fencing in evening dress, was it?
And what you got now? Lunatics with sawn-off shotguns. They're so jumpy they blow your face off if you as much as sneeze. What else? Spotty kids who'd smash a window with a Ming vase because they are too lazy to use the door.
Yes, you're right. Things aren't what they were.
I don't think they ever were.
What?
What they were.
No.
You don't need to protect scum like that.
Huh? See?
Lunatics with shotguns. Spotty kids.
Who's trying to shift this stuff, Eric? They'll have been here for sure, because you're the best.
You met my wife's mother?
Fat woman owns the fish shop on William Street.
The very same. I hate her more than anyone else on earth.
So?
I wouldn't tell you if her Rotex was out of date. Understand?
How many times have I nicked you, Eric?
Twice.
So you know me by now.
You come second to my mother-in-law. Sometimes it's quite close.
But you know the way I work. I don't offer bribes or incentives.
No. You're all stick and no carrot.
Exactly. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to go round and find every bright young DC who wants to impress me and get on the squad and tell him your number's up. Then I'm going to pay a visit to traffic and sort out a few disgruntled, bitter individuals who are aching for a transfer to greener pastures. And you won't be able to park your Mini on a yellow line for 30 seconds. That's always supposing it survived its spot checks for tyres and the like. By the time I'm finished, you won't even trust the lollipop man to see you across the road.
That's harassment.
Is it worth going through all that to protect someone you've got no respect for anyway?
And they call us villains.
I may be hard, Eric, but I'm practical too. I'd never try and put you in a witness box. Look, nobody need know you told us anything. We just want a lead.
Come on, Eric, get it off your chest.
Yeah, I sent them packing. Didn't take anything.
We believe you. Thousands wouldn't.
And I don't know any names.
Descriptions would be a start.
Two of them. Kids. I blame the parents, you know.
What they look like?
Kids. They're all the same. Jeans, scruffy hair. Kids.
That's not enough, Eric.
One small, skinny, 14, 15, maybe younger. Cockney. The other one's older. Quite well spoken. 5'7" or 5'8". Nice jacket. Hand-stitched.
Anything else?
Nah, I told them to clear off. Same as I would you if I could.
But there must be some way you could contact them if you decided you had a buyer later.
I told them I wasn't interested.
They wouldn't have given up that easy.
And neither will I, remember?
That was the only funny thing about it, really. They said I should put a lost budgie card in Carter's newsagent.
Oh.
Not that old dodge.
Exactly. Your boys would be round in 10 minutes.
But it shows that, young as they are, they've got connections with someone who was active when that was a villain's postbox.
Okay, I'm going up. You sure thing that if he's by anyone.
Bit of rust on the fixings there. Better watch it don't give way. Easy does it. Easy does it. I don't feel that. And if that cloud would go back over the moon, still, I'm glad of the light for the moment. Now that moss will be damp with the rain from last night. Better be careful. If I ease my foot onto that ledge, that's the way. Now, the question is the pipe going to take my weight? Just about. There. Good. Now for the catch. I slip my penknife down that crag. Ah, nearly. Come on, Beauty. That's it. No time, Lucky. Ah. Right. Bedroom, second door on the left. Draw the curtains. Start at the bottom and work up.
In the club, but Dad, I never got them on again. Yeah, Mavis, did you shut the curtains before we left? Because I'm damn sure I didn't. There's been someone in while we've been gone. Mavis, we've been burgled.
Oh, hell.
And one of the little toe rags is still here.
Catch the bag. I'm coming after.
That's what you are, Sandy. You're not going anywhere.
Don't you touch me.
Ouch. Don't. Mavis. 999. Quick. To be honest, I wasn't expecting it. I mean, he was only a slip of a kid, and he caught me with a real one, too. Right and left to the stomach, and then bang. Lost two front teeth. He's certainly got a hard head.
Nerves of steel, too. I don't think I'd have tried getting down that way.
Blokes our age got a bit more weight to carry, eh?
He was still lucky. He'd have bust his leg for sure if your carport hadn't broken his fall.
He left a nice dent in the roof of the car, too.
Didn't get away with much.
Oh, he didn't do too bad, I suppose, catching him at it. Lost a bit of jewellery of the wife's. It was given to her by her mother, so she's a bit upset, I'm afraid.
Yeah, D.C. Blackett's looking after her. I don't think it's anything. A nice cup of tea won't cure. Do you see the other one?
Near clean pair of heels.
You can give us a good description of Henry Cooper, though.
Well, afraid not. Had a spurred scarf round the bottom of his face. Blonde, small. I don't suppose that helps much.
How about his voice? You said he shouted down.
Cockney.
Where's mate? Did he answer?
No word. What's the chances of getting the jewellery back?
Tell you that when we catch him. Blackett!
Sir!
Well, thank you for your cooperation, sir. We'll be in touch.
Right.
How'd you make out with his missus?
Not very well. Her mother died last year. Cancer. Miss brought it all back. Floods of tears. I never know what to do with them when they're like that.
A couple of buckets of tea through a funnel is a standard solution.
It didn't seem to help much.
So you didn't get anything out of it?
Mm-mm. And she hadn't seen the villains anyway.
No. Got a description of the missing bits of jewellery.
That was what started her off. She kept remembering where the old lady had given things to her. And the good times they'd had there. She spent 10 minutes going on about a lucky pixie on a charm bracelet. You know the sort of thing. Must have cost about £1 on the front at Brighton. Yet a diamond bracelet her husband gave her hardly got a mention.
Funny things, people. She's a bit posher than him, isn't she? Well, that was the impression I got.
Yes. Made his money from demolition. Must have sold out at the right time and retired then.
You're the one with the local knowledge. Anything to connect him with the others?
Well, they haven't got any children. And the mayor's in construction, so there might have been a connection sometime, but that's a bit thin when we're talking about jewellery.
Yeah.
I'll get this list circulated in the morning, shall I?
Yeah, for what it's worth. They don't seem to be using any fence we know.
Right, sir. Hey, we're going back to the office now.
Yeah. D.C. Walker can show the flag tonight. He knows what needs doing.
Oh. Well, perhaps you could drop me off at the corner, sir. The tube station. I should be in time for the last train.
Yeah, fine. Unless you'd like to come in for coffee.
Eh?
We're not far from my place. Of course, it was too late for you.
No, not at all. But I'm just not sure how I'd get back.
I'll give you a lift.
Then I'd love a coffee, sir.
You'll have to excuse the place. It's been a bit untidy again. I only have no time to clear up.
You should get yourself somewhere smaller. You know, one of those service flats.
Oh, too pricey, aren't they? Couldn't manage on an inspector's money, even with all that overtime on crime squad.
Easy to run, though. Just drop your laundry down the chute, leave your washing up in the sink.
Sounds great, but I think I'll stay here. At least till I know which way things are going. It's only a trial separation, you see.
Do you want to talk about it?
Well, my wife doesn't understand me, that sort of thing. Trouble was, she did. Understand me, that is. Only too well. That can be worse, you know.
I see.
Do you? I'd have thought you were a bit young to have gone through all that.
Look, don't patronise me. I don't have to put up with that. We're not on duty now.
Are you saying I'm patronising when we are on duty?
If you're a woman police officer, you get used to it.
Oh, you're not going to start raising a woman's lib banner, are you?
And why not? When whatever exalted rank we reach doesn't raise us off our backs, in the imagination of the average policeman. We can only have one ability which is of any interest, and if you don't seem inclined towards that, you're written off as a lesbian.
It's not that bad.
No?
I mean, you don't think I asked you here just because...
No, it's not unknown.
I felt like some company tonight. Like you said, this place is too big for me on my own. I get... lonely, I suppose.
Aww.
It's all right. I'm not looking for sympathy. But after you've been married 14 years, you're bound to notice a difference.
Like your socks aren't washed and your meals aren't made.
No, it's not that. I can always buy a new pair. There's a good Chinese takeaway on the bridge. Well, I got in about 11 last night, put on the late night horror. Somehow it's only half the fun when you've got no one to pull it to pieces with.
Do you mean that thing where the boy came roaring out of his grave on a motorcycle?
That's the one. Terrible, wasn't it?
I watched it on me own, and it didn't spoil it. I fell off my chair laughing.
Maybe it's an attitude of mine, then.
Yeah. You've got to stop thinking of women as just an extension of you. To laugh at your jokes and sympathise when you moan.
Well, how should I think of them? Do you reckon I'm a hopeless case? Or can you still teach me?
Shall I make you some breakfast, sir?
You can't keep calling me sir. Not here, anyway.
Oh, I see. It's darling between the sheets and sir or Mr. Vogel in the office, eh?
I'm getting too old to cope with this sort of thing.
Well, you realise in your male chauvinist pig way you've never even told me your first name.
Oh, it's Jimmy.
Do you want any breakfast, Jimmy? I do know where everything is.
Just coffee.
Well, I hope you won't mind if I make myself something. I'm starving.
I think there's a frozen pizza in the fridge with that soup.
Got any cornflakes I can put on it?
Hey?
Forget it. That'll be fine.
You didn't happen to notice where I left my razor?
On the bookcase, and the box is by the loo.
Oh, jar. Live with your parents, do you?
Not anymore.
Needed to be independent, I suppose. That's why you moved out.
I didn't, they did. To the cemetery. Died within a few weeks of each other.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. Happens to us all in the end.
So you're all on your own?
Not quite. My sister shares with me.
She'll be worried about you not going home last night.
I doubt it. She's in Delhi.
Jet setter?
Air hostess. How long have you had this pizza?
Dunno. I never eat them. Mogoli Infantina. That's my daughter.
Sold by December 78. Spending our whisky.
You're probably right. Shove it in the bin.
God, when was this last empty?
I forgot to put it out last week.
So how you usually carry on?
Eh?
Flowing hair all over the table. God, it's no wonder your wife couldn't stick you.
Need taking in hand, do I?
I'd say you were a hopeless case.
Who the hell's that?
Oh, don't worry. I'll do something tactful, like hiding under the sofa or climbing up the chimney.
Probably the milkman. Can't remember when I last paid in. No?
Sorry, I couldn't find my key. It's a long time since I had to use it.
Yeah.
Hello, Daddy.
Hello, love. God, you get bigger every week.
You haven't forgotten, have you, Jimmy?
What?
I've got my driving test this afternoon. An hour's lesson before and then the test. You said you'd have Tina today instead of Sunday.
Yeah, no, I hadn't forgotten. I just didn't expect to see you so early, that's all.
Good. So you're all fixed up. You're not expected at the office.
It's fine. Perhaps you'd like to come in for coffee.
I can't stop long. Got any orange?
I don't think so. I'm sorry.
Well, if you're happy with these statements, sir, I'll get them typed up. Only the superintendent wanted you to see them first.
Yes. Thanks, Blackie. This is my wife, Mo, and my daughter, Tina, by the way.
Pleased to meet you.
This is Detective Constable Blackie.
Hello.
Can I have some money to go and buy some orange from the shop?
Later, darling. I'll leave you some spending money.
But there's no need for that, Mo. I can pay the kids orange.
I prefer to do it myself. We manage all right, thanks.
Yes. Well, I ought to be getting back. We know you won't be in the office today, sir, but we'll phone you if there's any developments.
Yes, thanks, Blackie.
Bye, Mrs. Vogel. Tina.
Bye. Pretty girl?
Yeah, I suppose she is.
Don't tell me you haven't noticed.
She's very good at her job.
I'm glad to hear it.
Coffee won't be long. Kettle's on, anyway.
I don't think I'll bother after all, thanks, Jimmy. I've not got much time, and I'd like to get some shopping before the lesson.
Oh. So perhaps you'll have a cup with me, Tina.
I don't like coffee. I want orange.
We'll go and get one later. I really insist on paying.
Okay. I'll leave you two to it, then. Mind you behave yourself, Tina. I'll pick you up after lunch.
Okay, Mum. Good luck with the test.
Oh, yeah. Good luck.
Thanks. See you later, Jimmy. Bye.
Well, then.
What?
How's school?
Half term. Otherwise, I'd be there today.
Oh, yeah, but get on, all right?
Suppose so.
Good. Good. You still mates with that girl with the pigtails? What's her name? She still come calling for you?
No.
Oh. Well, I never liked her anyway.
What's she going to do?
Do?
This morning.
What would you like to do?
Don't know. It's up to you.
How about the Science Museum?
Mum took me there on the holidays.
Oh.
Boring.
It's an Italian ice cream place, just opened by the station. We could stuff ourselves full of 15 different flavours. How about that?
No, thanks.
You can't be worrying about your figure at 11. You've got your whole life for that.
If I start now, it won't be so difficult later.
There's a certain chilling logic in that. You've got a lot of your mother in you.
That's funny. She says I've got a lot of you in me. I think you both just mean I'm irritating.
Miss you, you know. Both of you.
Do you?
Do you think...
Kettle's boiling.
Yeah.
Isn't much like the orange. I'll have coffee with you instead.
You don't like coffee.
I don't mind it sometimes.
Two coffees coming up, then. I was going to ask...
What case are you working on now?
Hey?
We're chasing some lorry hijackers last time we talked about it. Have you got them?
Nah. They're still on the books, but they seem to move their attentions up country now. One case might interest you. Series of break-ins. We reckon it's kids. Probably not much older than you.
Girl in my class had a dinner money pinched a couple of weeks ago. Get the whole class in, but no one owned up.
Yeah, well, this is a bit more serious than dinner money.
Stealing, stealing. Whatever the amount. That's what Mummy says.
She's right, of course. Your mum usually is.
Even when she's talking about you?
Especially then. She talk about me a lot.
Sometimes.
What's she say?
Why don't you ask her?
Because it's easier to ask you, I suppose.
Then you ought to ask her. You should never take the easy way out. She does that too.
She would.
Are you going to do anything, or are we just going to stop in talking all day?
Yes, well, it's very, very kind of you to come in like this, Mr. Harris. I'm sure you're a busy man.
Don't worry. I want to see them put away. Too many kids around here think they can get something for nothing. They've got to be taught a lesson.
Yes.
Well, what was going on to my missus about it? They have it too easy these days, you know. It's not like when I was a lad.
Quite. Well, what do you think of the picture now? Has our resident Picasso done him justice?
Yes, well... Mm-hmm. Well, like I told the inspector, it was all over in a few seconds. Yeah, it's a pretty fair likeness.
Oh, good. I always think it gives our lads a boost to be looking for a face instead of a vague description. Well, thank you again for your help, Mr. Harrison.
Is that all?
Yes, I think so, for the moment.
You'll let me know what progress you're making.
Yes, of course. I'll try to do better. get your property back.
Your inspector didn't seem to think there was a lot of chance of that. I suppose they might already have flogged it.
Well, it depends how professional they are, what contacts they've got.
Oh, then we've got no chance. I watch them hanging about on street corners, and those sort of jobs have got nothing to do but learn villainy. I reckon that's half the problem.
Yes, I suppose so, yes.
Devil finds work for idle hands. Now, that's as true now as when I was a boy. Mm-hmm. You take the lads I was with last night. Salt of the earth. They've too many interests to be getting into mischief all the time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
This would be the prize giving you mentioned.
Yeah, that's right. Morgan Street Boys Club. Oh, I'm on the committee. It's all voluntary work, you know, but I get more out of it than I ever did the business. Nice to know you're doing good.
Yes, quite. Now, this was a long-standing arrangement.
Hmm?
I mean, a lot of people would have known that you were giving out the prizes last night.
Well, of course, I do it every year. Oh, no. You're barking up the wrong tree if you think there's a connection. Now, those lads respect me. They'd never turn my place over.
Maybe. But it only needs one boy to boast about the prize he's getting. And his mates could work out that your place is left empty for the evening.
Yes, Jimmy, I looked in at the office, but you weren't there.
No.
Wanted to see what progress you'd been making.
Yeah, well, it was Moe's driving test.
Yeah.
I said I'd look after Tina. I've put in 50 hours already this week.
Yes, I'm sure you have, Jimmy. There's no need to be so touchy.
Sorry, sir.
How'd it go?
Hey?
The test.
Oh, she passed.
Good. Do give her my congratulations when you see her.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Anyway, I'm sure you'll be pleased to know that I've not been idle in your absence. In fact, I seem to have solved your case for you.
Pardon, sir?
Now, you arranged for Mr. Harris to come in and see a police artist do a picture of his visitor.
Yes, sir. Just routine. I didn't think I needed to be there.
Quite. But as I was there, I got chatting to him. He mentioned the Morgan Street Boys Club. Well, I pricked up my ears straight away.
I was aware of his connection with the club, sir. It's in my report.
Indeed it is, Inspector. What you do not seem to have been aware of is that it is the link you've been looking for. I made a few phone calls this morning, and it didn't take long for a pattern to emerge. Now, as you already noted, most of our victims have teenage sons. All but two of them are members of the club. Of the others, one has mates there. The girl's boyfriend is a member, and we can even cover Tony Sutton.
I'd have thought he was a bit upmarket for Morgan Street.
Yes, quite, but they've got a very well-equipped weight training room, which he uses in the holidays. He's a school boxing champion, remember?
Maybe it was him hit Mr. Harris, then.
Well, apart from the fact he's a foot too tall, it might have been. No, I think Tony's trouble is his mouth, not his fist. A careless word when he's doing his bench press and the mare gets turned over the next night. It all fits.
Like a jigsaw puzzle.
And nothing political. Well, I don't suppose it'll take you long to tie up the loose ends. Now, go through the membership. There's a couple of rotten apples in there somewhere. One or both with criminal connections, and neither of whom turned up for the prize giving.
How big's the membership?
Oh, just over 800.
Be a doddle then, wouldn't it?
Well, you could get things sewn up for the weekend. I'd be grateful. We need you back. We're snowed under at the moment.
I'll do my best.
Sure, I go. Now, delegate as much as you can. Especially the legwork. That's what the GCs are for. And don't let them take advantage of you. Keep your distance.
I know how to handle DCs, sir. I was one myself long enough.
Now, you're very sensitive today, Jimmy. I thought you'd be grateful for my help and advice. Well, never mind. I'll see you at the weekend, I hope.
So, only about 60 kids turned up for the prize giving, eh? Not very keen, are they? That's less than 8% of your membership.
Not the active membership.
Come on.
Now, you've obviously not had a lot of experience with boys' clubs.
No.
That list includes anyone who's paid his 50 pence membership fee. Some of them come once and never come back.
Doesn't that worry you?
Not really. We've got a lot of sections, see? We run 4 football teams, for instance, but our standard's very high. Few kids get discouraged when they find they're not going to get picked. Then there are those who are disappointed because the judo section, the karate section, and the weightlifting can't turn them into the Incredible Hulk overnight. There's a lot of hard work involved.
Yeah, that puts them off, eh?
Quite often. Unfortunately, we've bred a generation of kids whose exercise doesn't usually stretch much further than changing channels on the TV. It's hard to shift that attitude.
Well, most kids seem to have the energy to kick in phone boxes, from what I've seen.
That's just the mindless few.
If you stick them in tower blocks with nothing to do, what do you expect?
Well, personally, sir, I expect them to behave themselves, because they're a darn sight better off than being in the slums.
It's a question of being involved. If a lad is into something, he's happy. The real problem is getting him started.
Yes, well, I think I'll get the picture. So, how many of these are what you'd call active members, eh? Just the 60 that came for the prize giving?
No, far from it. I can't blame anyone for not wanting to hear Mr. Harris's speech. It's the same every year. I wouldn't have come myself if I didn't have to.
Oh, I see.
I'd say that anyone who comes here once a month or more is an active member. There's probably about 200 of those.
And would you know all of them personally, sir?
Not really. Only the ones who do table tennis, rock climbing or judo. Those are my specialisations, you see.
But of those you do know, are you aware of any with criminal connections? Been in bother or got older brothers or fathers who have?
No, I'm not, and I wouldn't want to be. I trust my lads, and they trust me. And I don't intend to let this investigation spoil that.
Well, I must say, I find all this rather disturbing. I've always thought the club did an excellent job.
Well, no one's suggesting anything different, sir.
Really? From what you said, it sounds like Fagin's kitchen.
Not at all. We're just considering the possibility that our villains may have been acting on information overheard, chance remarks, at the club. We're probably talking about one boy from a membership of 800. Even the police force would be hard put to guarantee that percentage of rotten apples.
Well, what do you think, Tony? Could you have let something slip?
I don't know. Can't remember. Why don't you put bugging devices in the dumbbells, Superintendent?
Look, it may seem pointless, but I want you to try and remember. Now, I don't know a great deal about weightlifting, but I don't imagine there's a lot of opportunity for small talk during a serious session. Is there anywhere else in the club where you come into contact with people? Canteen, maybe?
They run their own coffee bar, though.
And you'd spend some time at this bar when you're at the club?
Not through choice. And if that's where the information came from, the laugh would be on Dad.
The coffee bar is run by the boys themselves.
Oh, yes.
Well, they all put in a bit of time there, cutting sandwiches, washing up, whatever they're asked to do.
Mm-hmm.
I was made aware of the fact that Tony wasn't pulling his weight. So I persuaded him to join in more.
Rubbish. It was just inverted snobbery. Dad's got this thing about me mixing with all sorts. He unloads his hang-ups on me.
Yes, well, the public school is still the best education available in this country, but I sometimes worry that it may give our children a rather one-dimensional view of humanity. That's why I encourage Tony to widen his circle of acquaintances.
But you'd never catch him slumming it.
Now, look, I don't think all this is entirely relevant. I just need to know whether you might have said something in the coffee bar or anywhere else that might have led to the break-in here.
I should think it's very possible, and I intend to be even more indiscreet in future. They'll be queuing up outside.
Not everyone finds your sort of humour amusing, Tony.
All right, Mr. Sutton. I think I've got all the information I need now.
Evening, Missy.
What do you want?
Chat.
Steve won't be out for 18 months yet, and he's all you ever ask about, so there's nothing to say.
How are you managing without him?
Same as usual.
A lot of washing there. Must be hard, coping with a family.
I'll get by.
Yep. I suppose you're more used to him being away than at home.
You lot see to that.
He brings it on himself by always getting into mischief.
It's our wedding anniversary next week. 16 years. Do you know how much he spent of that at home? 7. 9 years in Nick, and another 18 months to go if he keeps his nose clean.
It's hardest on your boy, I suppose.
Jerry. The one thing keeps me going. He's turning out all right, even if it is all stacked against him.
I'm glad to hear it. Mind you, it must be difficult. Boy that age needs a father.
Oh, sometimes I think he's best off without him.
Must be 14 now, isn't he?
June.
Another couple of years he'll be out, bringing you a wage in.
He's doing that now. Paper round in the morning, Saturday at the greengrocer's. We couldn't manage without.
Where is he tonight?
Playing football, probably. No harm in that. Why all these questions about Jerry?
Nothing to worry about, just routine.
I've heard that before with his dad. Usually ends up with me not seeing him for 2 years.
It's to do with the club he goes to, that's all.
You seeing all the members?
We may have to in time, yes.
But not yet. So how come Jerry's top of the list? He's never been in any trouble. Never. You should see his school report. Okay, he's not bright, but they all say he works harder than anybody.
Look, no one's accusing him of anything, Mrs.
The sins of the father, eh?
Just tell him we'd like to talk to him. I'll call round again.
Here, have you seen that notice?
What notice?
How old are you?
18.
What happened? Gin stunt your growth?
Runs in the family. Mum's little, Dad's little. Only one's got any size of mine for Albert. And he looks like a milkman.
Well, that's another of your cheat on your bike.
You got any jobs want doing?
No. It doesn't take Bulgarian coins to send people, so I'll drop
this. Yeah, better jobs.
You still here?
I could be useful around the place. Sweeping up, cleaning up.
All I need is a bouncer. Keep the likes of you out.
Straight out. I'll throw my hands or anything. Give us a chance.
Well, got a couple of storerooms upstairs. Everything's got to be shifted out of the big one and stacked in the other. Governor's opening a rifle range up
I'll
there.
I'll do it for you.
Oh, I don't know. They're heavy, them machines.
I've done weight training. Look at that muscle. Please give me a try.
Well, if anyone comes round, parents, law, anyone, I don't know you. I don't know how you got in here, right?
Beats me. Can I keep in the storeroom?
Well, I mean, give him an inch, he wants a flaming mile.
I really won't be no trouble.
All right, as long as I don't know about it.
Thanks. What's been wages?
Wages?
I'm not doing it for charity, you know.
Don't put that bloody machine down, Carlton, and all that. Understand? Oh, yeah, you do that. £2 if it's done neat, quit round the year otherwise.
£2.50.
I don't haggle, sunshine. £2 and nothing. Now, come over to the cash desk.
You mean I'll get it in advance?
You must be joking. I'd never see you again. No, thought I'd unload me sandwiches on you. Didn't fancy it tonight. Cheese and pickle again.
Cheers. I'm fine.
Now, up the stairs. You'll see the storerooms on your right. You might as well get started straight away.
Right.
Got a watch?
Yeah.
If you come down about 10, I'll be brewing up. You can join me in a cup.
What's the idea of coming to see me at work? You're trying to lose me my job.
Where's Jerry?
At school, I imagine.
No, he isn't, and you know it. They phoned you this morning, and you said he was down with a flu. But there's no one at your place either. You told him to clear off, didn't you?
I never even saw him.
No.
He didn't come home last night. I was worried sick.
Then why didn't you report him missing?
Because it's obvious what's happened, isn't it? He heard you were after him, and the poor kid's scared stiff.
If he's done nothing, there's nothing to worry about.
Don't make me laugh. You've marked his card, and he knows it. He's seen it happen to his dad enough times.
The only thing that's marked his card is the fact that he's done a bunk. Up till then, he was just one name on a list. Have you got any photos of him?
You think I'm going to help you find him?
He's a 14-year-old boy loose in London with nowhere to sleep. If he's not in bother now, there's 101 ways he soon will be. Maybe that doesn't worry you, but I think it ought to. If it was my kid...
Oh, yeah, but it wouldn't be, would it? Because your kid was born on the right side of the law.
Are you going to give me those pictures?
I haven't got any. What do you expect? Holiday snacks? We don't go on holidays. Any extra money comes in goes on little luxuries like food and clothes.
Look, Mrs. Marshall, I know you don't believe me, but I really want to find the boy for his own sake.
Oh, yes. You'd have him put into care for his own sake too, wouldn't you? Well, wherever he is, I reckon he's better off than he would be with you helping him.
So this is where you're hiding out, is it?
For a while, yeah.
Bit glossy.
Bit clean.
Yeah, I suppose it would. Jerry, it never occurred to you that running off like that was about the most stupid thing you could have done.
You reckon?
Oh, it's obvious. Some bright spark worked out there was a connection with the club. That's all. Policemen are too sick to have two strokes of genius in a century. So if you'd just stayed put, we'd have been laughing. As it is, you might just as well have sent him a written confession.
You don't know what it's like. I was top of the list because of me, Dad.
Oh, don't flatter yourself. Or him. You hardly stand at Al Capone. Wherever you were, it was a long list and you felt them scrub off the rest.
Well, it's done now and that's the end of it. Did you bring the money?
You don't mean they're charging rent for this place, do you?
Look, come on, I'm entitled. Must have been £400 or £500 worth.
Yes, well, that's a bit on the optimistic side, I'm afraid.
How much then?
I don't know yet. I'm seeing him this afternoon.
Well, I need something now.
Well, you'll have to wait. Unless you want to take over the fencing arrangements again.
I can't afford to do this, Harry. You know that.
Yes, well, not to mention I'm much better at it. I'll give you your share tonight when we turn over the boats.
You what?
You hadn't forgotten about it, had you?
We can't do it now.
Why not?
Because they're on to us, that's why.
They're not on to us. They're on to you. And since you've done your disappearing act, they're unlikely to expect you to pull a job locally.
Well, I still think it's risky. We ought to leave it for a bit.
Yes, well, unfortunately, the Fergusons only have one wedding anniversary a year. And I'm not prepared to wait for the next.
Well, maybe you're not, but I'm the one that's sticking his neck out.
Oh, Jerry, it'll be a doddle. There's not even any climbing. Ma and Pa go out for their celebration dinner, leaving Jim doing his homework. Well, so they think. They've told him he's not to go to Beth's party, but of course he will. He'll go out the back way so as to avoid the nosy neighbours, and that's how we get in.
What? Supposing he's more scared of his parents than he lets on, and he doesn't go to the party.
Oh, he'll go. I'm taking rounds of cans of beer at 8, and we're going on there together. Once I've got him safely engaged and chatting up the local talent, I'll step out, and we're on our way.
I don't know.
Sorry to bother you again, sir.
Oh, that's all right. I want to see this business cleared up as much as you do.
I had intended to be here earlier, but I had a meeting with the ACC, and it seems to go on forever.
Well, I'm not going out tonight anyway. Drink?
Scotch, please.
Ice?
Thank you.
I gather you've made some progress. Tony tells me there's a lot of talk at the club.
As a matter of fact, it was Tony I wanted to see. Is he in tonight?
No, I'm afraid not. He's at a friend's house, and then they're going on to a party.
Oh, thank you.
You'll forgive me for not joining you. Cheers. But I've got a report to study tonight, and I need a clear head.
Was there anything I could help you with? Well, it's a very minor matter. One of the boys in the club has disappeared after he'd heard that we were asking questions about him. Naturally, we're anxious to trace him.
I'm sure you are. I take it you're satisfied that he's the culprit.
Well, it's not my job to judge the case, sir, but I can tell you in confidence that Mr. Harris has identified him from a picture as the boy that broke into his house.
Oh, jolly good. I'm glad there's some light at the end of the tunnel. Well, how could Tony help you?
Well, I'm not sure he can, but the club leader mentioned that Tony had given the boy some boxing tips. Apparently, some of the younger lads rather hero-worship him, so he helps out with the teaching.
Yes, I know. Yes, I'm very pleased about it. Mm. As I told you, I'm keen for Tony to mix well, make a contribution. Even if on this occasion it did have rather unfortunate consequences.
How do you mean?
Well, you're the detective, but I would have thought it was obvious. Tony got chatting to the boy, trying to put him at his ease, and said rather more than he should have done.
I
see. Still, in the end, it won't have done too much harm. The insurance will cover most of the loss.
I'm glad to hear it. Where'd he keep his cups?
What?
Tony. He's won quite a few, isn't he?
Yes. Well, they're in his room. Did you want to see them?
No. Later, perhaps. He must be very proud of them all, hmm?
He's got every reason to be.
Yes, quite. So, perhaps the novelty of winning them wears off.
I don't quite understand what you're getting at.
I was wondering why he didn't bother to turn up for the one that was presented at the boys' club.
But he did. You can see it in his room.
Another boy collected it for him. Didn't you know?
He might have mentioned it. I don't remember.
Well, never mind. Perhaps you'll ask him to give me a ring sometime. Hmm? Help tidy up the loose ends.
He'll be back in about half an hour, I should think. You'll pick him up before he gets inside, eh? I don't want nothing to do with it.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for your help. How long's he been here?
Well, like I told the beat lad, he just arrived today. Told me he was looking for a job.
Look, I'm grateful to you, and I'll mention that to the local Nick, so if you have any trouble, you'll start in credit. But I need to know his movements, what he's been up to since he opted. It's not for publication, so there'll be no harm done.
He's been here 3 days. I liked him at first, but, well, I don't see why I should protect him now.
What did he do to get up your nose?
I came back last night with a stack of money. I know these kids. See enough in here every night. There's only one way they get that sort of bread.
Hey?
Peddling H.
14-year-old kid?
I don't sound so surprised. You must see it all the time. There you are, drug squad, ain't you?
No, crime squad.
What's he done then?
Housebreaking. You wouldn't have told me if you'd known, would you?
I don't suppose I would. It's the one thing that gets me, see? Oh, I've fished them out of the bogs when they've messed it. Old age pensioners of 14 and up. Such a stupid bloody waste.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're thinking. What does he know about waste? Sweeping between the slot machines. He's never done anything with his life. Well, I have, Steve. Not as I'd care to tell you about, but maybe a damn sight better than finishing off your childhood with a dirty needle.
Yeah.
I'm glad the kid wasn't into all that anyway. You won't tell him it was me grassing?
No, of course not. It might work out for the best for him, you know.
Yeah, what?
I mean, if someone can set him right now.
Oh, who do you think you are, Billy Graham? Just pull him in and worry about your crime figures like the rest of them.
Back again?
Yes, I'm sorry to call so late, but I'm afraid it is rather urgent.
Well, surely you could have waited till the morning.
I don't think so.
You'd better come in, I suppose.
Thank you.
Ah, what's it all about?
Do you ever read this magazine, sir?
Zeo? It's a scandal-mongering rag. Hardly my cup of tea.
Well, I imagine we'll be seeing a lot more of this edition. It's the one that comes out tomorrow. A mate of mine, Spectre, let him have it. He was delighted. Always said it was political. I'm still not convinced.
What are you talking about, Superintendent?
An article on page 10. Dealing with a time when you were at the Department of the Environment. Under the counter deals. The coincidence is that three of the people named had their houses broken into recently, including yourself. Now, have you any idea where the magazine got their information from?
Yes, well, thank you very much for bringing this to my attention, Superintendent. But as it's obviously a matter for my legal advisers, I think we'll leave it there.
Well, as you wish, sir, but there is another matter I have to deal with.
Really?
Yes, there's a boy at the police station at the moment helping us with our inquiries into your and other break-ins. Now, it'd be useful if we could speak to Tony at the same time. Is he home tonight?
I'm afraid not.
Well, we've been talking to some of the other boys, taking statements. The way we see it, there must have been at least two boys involved.
So there's still one on the loose?
Hmm. How much pocket money does Tony get, sir?
That's none of your damn business.
Well, I'm sorry you feel like that about it, sir.
What did you want to know for, anyway?
Just routine. One of the lads we're interested in has been spending a bit of money. Sort of thing's bound to attract attention in a case like this, especially when he hasn't had a job for a few months.
I see.
He says Tony bought his motorcycle. Is that true, sir?
I don't know. You better wait until you can ask him.
Oh, come on, Mr. Sutton. Even in a progressive household like this, you must know when your son spends nearly £300 on a machine which he's not even allowed to use legally for another year. Or don't you bring him up to have any respect for the law of the land?
He can drive it legally at our cottage. We've private land.
So now you're saying that you did know that he'd bought the bike?
I'm not saying anything until I've taken legal advice.
Yes, well, that's probably very wise, sir, especially in view of this magazine article. I take it that young Master Tony will have a similar attitude, If he ever returns, that is.
It's never right, you know.
Eddie?
The way you lot carry on. Just because my old man's inside, you think you can forget about the rules.
That's not true, Mrs. I've explained your rights to you. Everything's been kosher.
Knock hell. Kid's tired, you can see that. He'd admit to anything now just to get it over with.
Oh, I wish I could make you see sense, Mrs. I don't need him to admit anything. I've got him sewn up tighter than a Scotsman's wallet already, but that's not what I want.
Eh?
He didn't do this on his own. There were papers, Nick. Someone passed them on to Zeo, not Jerry. B knows more his mark. Why should he carry the can for the lot?
You just want him to help you fit somebody else up.
Do you want to see him taken away from you?
Not up to me, is it?
Or me, but I can put in a word.
Markel.
I mean it. Now, Jerry, are you going to tell me who put you up to this?
Nothing to say.
Don't get cheeky with me, son, because you're in trouble. Real trouble. You may think you're a little hard nut, but I've seen them all in here, all shapes and sizes, and they're not half so cocky when they get in front of the beak. What's he like at home?
He's never the slightest trouble.
I don't give me that.
It's not easy keeping him in hand with his dad inside.
Well, someone's got to do it, or he'll be spending the rest of his life in and out of Nick, just like his old man. Is that what you want, son? Jerry, the big-time crook. Well, I can tell you now, it's not the way it's going to be.
We've got your card marked, son. We'll be looking for you. I can see your future stretched out, getting crummier and crummier every year. Not the mafia. You'll be a gas meter specialist, a handbag snatcher. A bloke will nick a radio and a handful of coppers when he spots the kitchen door open. Yeah, when you start getting a beer paunch, you'll not be able to climb the drain pipes anymore, even if you don't break a leg first. Tat. Rubbish. That's your future. A few quid when you get away with it, and back in the nick again when you don't, and we collar you. There'll be none of these 3,000 quid touches for you, because you haven't got the brains to plan them yourself. Oh, you'll keep hoping. But the silver lining won't come, just the convictions. And then you'll be back in the cell with the rest of the mugs, putting up with a stench that makes your outside bog smell like Devon violets, scrounging for fags, learning a few new tricks that'll get you back in here quicker than you could say knife. Is that what you want? Is that what you've got planned for yourself?
What choice has he got? What do you want of him?
I told you! I know he didn't set these up. If he helps me, I'll help him. That's a promise.
You better tell him, Jerry.
Nothing to say.
Oh.
Penny for him.
Not much of a bargain, I'm afraid.
Is it all right if I join you, sir?
Pull up a chair.
Don't usually see you in the canteen, sir? You usually eat in your office or the pub.
I've had more hot dinners in police canteens than you've had hot dinners.
Yes, sir. Oh, I wish they'd turn the eggs. I hate to see the yolks staring up at me.
You're all so young.
Pardon, sir?
Bits of kids. PCs, DCs, even flaming sergeants. So young.
Not especially, sir.
I was never that young, you know. Not even when I was on the beat. In fact, I don't think I was that young at school. Not that my memory works well enough to be sure these days. But I was sneaking suspicion I'd duck PE to hide my middle-aged spread. I saved my pocket money for the mortgage. I'm going on a bit, aren't I?
Perhaps you got out of bed the wrong side this morning.
Yep, perhaps I did.
You ought to be cheerful. After all, we've cracked the case.
You reckon?
Definitely. You've got more than enough for a conviction. Even if the beats are wishy-washy do-gooder.
I know that, but it's not down to Jerry. Oh, I know he went up the drain pipes and through the windows. He took all the risk. But he hasn't got the brains for the planning. You can see that in 2 minutes.
So what? He still committed a crime. He's still guilty.
Yeah, but...
we'll get the other one soon enough. I suppose you'll be back to crime squad then, once you've dotted the I's and crossed the T's.
That's right.
That's a pity. I've enjoyed working with you, sir.
Thanks.
Yeah, perhaps we'll get the chance to work together again sometime.
Maybe.
I'd like that.
Mind you, I expect it'll be me calling you sir by then, the way you're going. And that wouldn't be quite the same, would it?
Oh, let's get on with it, shall we? I'm getting bored just sitting here.
I'm ready when you are, Mr. Sutton. I thought we were waiting for your legal advisor.
I don't need any solicitor to tell me what to say. My innocence is my protection.
As you wish. Is that all right, Mr. Sutton?
Well, he won't listen to me or Charles. He's determined to do things his own way.
Well, unlike Daddy, I've got nothing to hide.
You read these allegations in Zayo, then?
Yes. Ironic, isn't it, that someone who goes on so much about fair play and moral values should be involved in fixing contracts and under-the-counter deals.
If it's true, yes. You seem almost pleased at his discomfort.
Oh, do I?
Now, you surely didn't ask Tierney here to talk about my husband.
No, not exactly. Where did you get the money for your motorcycle from, Tony?
I won it.
How?
Plain tiddlywinks.
Do you want that put in your statement?
Don't tell me it's incriminating. Is it illegal playing tiddlywinks for high stakes? What's the maximum penalty?
Now, I'm going to ask you one...
You really haven't got much sense of humour, have you, Superintendent? Dad lent it to me.
He never mentioned it before.
Must have slipped his mind. I'm sure he'll confirm it if you ask him.
Will he? I wonder why.
Funny thing, the memory.
Isn't it? Now look, here's a list of dates, times, and a pencil. I want you to write down where you were on each of them.
Oh, I'll do my best. But I can't usually remember where I was 3 hours ago, let alone 3 months.
Then start thinking. Because it could prove to be important to you. I'll be back. After that, somebody will you.
Ah, just had Inspector Vernon on special branch.
Got to pass everything over, have we?
Just the opposite. We've got a free hand. They've been aware of the something material for a while. Apparently it was peddled around Fleet Street straight after the break-in. No takers.
What is that?
Well, it may seem mucky, but it's not enough to stand up in court.
I see. So if Sutton doesn't sue, which he won't, it might all die down quietly.
That's about it. Of course, if he was a real gentleman, he'd resign. But Vernon doesn't reckon that, so he'll be safe. Till there's a reshuffle or an election.
Can Special Branch confirm that it was Tony who was trying to sell the story?
Description fits, but that's no help to us. After all, if Sutton never admitted any letters were stolen, we can hardly do his son for nicking them.
Especially since he now seems keen to alibi Tony for anything.
I don't get that. If it was me, I'd ring a little blighter's neck.
Except he's clever. I reckon he's got a bit more up his sleeve, and if Dad doesn't play ball, that goes to the papers too.
Insurance.
Yes, well, there's something giving him confidence. I'm not worrying him at all. What really niggles me is the little sods laughing at us. All we've got left is forensics or a cough from your little chum.
No chance. What are you going to do about him anyway?
Well, we'll push to have him put somewhere safe.
Do we have to,
oh,
sir?
Oh, come on, Jimmy. We can't have him trotting round the West End again. Yeah, I know how you feel, but it's a tough old world. Some people have to learn that younger than others.
Okay, Jerry, we've had your statement typed up. What there is of it, you've read it, your mother's read it. Before we call it a day, I'd like to have one last try at getting at the truth.
He's tired. Can't you see that?
We're all tired, missus.
It's not right. You keep badgering him till he won't know what he's saying. There's rules about that sort of thing.
All right. I won't ask him to say anything for a bit. I'll talk. I'll tell him a story.
Hey?
Oh, it's okay. It's not Goldilocks and the Three Bears. I know he's past that.
I want to go home.
Well, hard luck. You're going to listen. I know how you feel about Jax, because I was brought up to feel the same. Now, don't get me wrong. My family weren't villains. Not really. But nobody else on our road ever joined the force. It was like joining the enemy, see? There's mates of my dad's who still edge away if I go in the old local. You get used to it. My first nick was in a bundle outside the Green Man on Robert Street. This bloke was about to get stuck in with a bottle when I grabbed him. Know what? The other one gets off the floor and it's me, after I'd just saved him. Funny old world, isn't it?
There is.
I'd have been in real trouble, but an old fellow helped me out, name of Bernie. Another funny thing, I nicked him that night too.
You what?
Had to, really. He asked me to. Drunk and disorderly that time. But over the next few years, I did him for all sorts. Gas meters, handbags, TDA. Always very polite, you know, never any trouble. Of course, nowadays, the force is dead modern and we learn about psychology and the like, so now I could tell you that Bernie was a recidivist. A habitual criminal. Couldn't cope with the pressures outside, you see. So he kept heading back to prison, like an old home in Pigeon. No, I didn't know that then. I just thought he was a poor, tired old fella who wanted somewhere warm to sleep with regular meals thrown in.
What's all this got to do with me?
When I got into CID, I lost touch with Bernie. Well, not pretending that worried me. But I didn't think about him at all. I imagined he was snugging his job in the prison library or someone else was nicking him for petty offences. It was a bad winter in 63. Before your time, of course. Lots of snow. I was out looking for a kid who'd absconded from Ballstall. I saw something by the road. I thought it was a dog. People often throw them out after Christmas, you know, unwanted presents. It wasn't a dog. It was Bernie. Stiff as a board and dead as a doornail. For once, he'd not had the money to get drunk and disorderly, and not even got the strength to break a window.
I couldn't get time off for the funeral. I don't suppose anybody went. Tony Sutton's next door, Jerry. He's going to get the best legal advice going. And I can tell you now that the word will be to drop you in the shit. No one's going to help you, son. Like my mate Bernie. Like your dad. You've got to learn to help yourself.
You wanted to see me, sir?
Yes, Jimmy. Hijack, a friend seemed to be moving south again. A couple of container loads of scotch just outside Wapping. Got one of the drivers in the local nick supposed to have been beaten up, but it smells fishy. Get down there, will you?
Yes, sir.
The stocker will be around to give you the gin.
Right.
But didn't Big Harry have something for you on it a little while back?
Yeah, but it was pretty vague. I didn't reckon it.
Well, you know your snouts, but Dad has thought it was worth pushing. Why don't you pay him a visit tomorrow?
I'm in court till the morning, sir.
Well, sure, that shouldn't take too long.
No, sir.
Oh, by the way, we're only doing Tony Sutton for receiving.
You what?
We'll get a guilty plea.
I promised Jerry we'd be square with him. That's why he coughed.
Well, you haven't broken your word. We're being quite fair. He only gave us enough to prove Tony had handled the goods. Organised selling. There's nothing to tie him to the scene of the crime.
That's Jerry's word.
Which might not stand. If we try to put the lot on Master Sutton, his brief will make it look like he's been led astray. It's probably been worse for Jerry.
I don't reckon it.
Well, what's he got now? One break-in, the rest taken into consideration. A couple of guilty pleas, it's all over in minutes. Well, you must admit that the longer it goes on, the worse it'll look for him.
Maybe.
It wasn't my decision, Jimmy. But I see the sense in it.
Because it clears up the figures tidily, which is all that matters. Not called it a bad time, have I?
Depends what you want.
I don't know, really.
Better come in.
Sure.
Don't mind if I finish my ironing, do you?
Go ahead. Where's Tina?
Violin lesson.
Still doing that, is she? How's she getting on?
Same as before. She doesn't do quite so much practice.
Must be a relief.
Why don't you make yourself useful and put them on the frame as I finish them?
Yeah, okay. It was the job, wasn't it?
Eh?
It's been a bad week. I've been thinking about things. I've worked it all out.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, what really used to get you down was not knowing when I was coming out and then having to put up with me droning on about villains when I did.
That did have something to do with it, yeah.
Would it help if I put my papers in?
You couldn't give up the force.
I can. I told you, I've been thinking about things.
What would you do? Go into security?
Maybe. Maybe I'd do something quite different.
It wouldn't work.
I'd make it work. That's what you want.
Oh, don't blame it on me.
That's why I'm doing it.
I don't want you to do anything for me.
Don't you understand? I'm saying I want you and Tina to come back. And if you do, I'll put in my papers.
And I'm saying that I don't want to come back on those terms.
Hey?
It's too much of a responsibility, Jimmy. Being a Jack is your life. How long would it be before you started resenting me for taking it away from you?
Well, what do you want, then?
I want a little kindness. I want you to notice that I might have had a long day too. I want you to surprise me, sometimes when it isn't my birthday or our anniversary and you haven't been rude to one of my friends. I want to feel that I matter to you, not like the desk or the table or the rest of the furniture, but as a person in my own right. I want you to care. Not so as you write me poems or sonnets, or sing me love songs, but those once in a while you tell me. I want so many things that I know you're incapable of giving me.
Would you accept sorry?
It would be a start.
Sorry.
I never could drive a hard bargain.
In Sins of the Father by Bill Lyons, the part of Superintendent Fraser was played by Nigel Hawthorne and Inspector Vogel by Douglas Livingstone. Diana Bishop played Mo and Tina Lyons, Tina. Joe Blackett, Jenny Twigg. Dave Walker, Brian Carroll. Charles Sutton, Philip Voss. Mrs. Sutton, Petra Davis. Tony, Merlin Ward. Jerry Marshall, Dominic Cox. Mrs. Marshall, Eva Stewart. The Gaffer, John Bott. Harris, Jeffrey Siegel. Walt, David Sinclair. Eric Roy, Fred Bryant. And the Mayor, Brian Haynes. The play was directed by Jane Morgan.